Well, the Capitals fans may have a chance to rock the red this season. The NHL and the Players Union have reached a tentative deal to end the lockout after 16 hours of marathon negotiating. The regular season games could begin in a week or so. And joining us live now is John Press. He's managing editor of jpersrink.com, a Washington Capitals community. Welcome to WTOP, John.
Good morning.
John, do you have any doubt as to whether the players will ratify this pact?
It doesn't sound like there's much doubt at this time. It sounds like they've got the tentative deal, and it's just a matter of dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
I think one of the big questions is, does the settlement come too late for the season?
Well, it doesn't come too late to play a season. Obviously, any thoughts of a full season are long gone, but it looks like they'll be able to get a 48 or 50-game season and then a full playoff in.
So what does that mean? I mean, is that worthwhile? Do you look at the glass as half empty or half full?
You know, at this point, you have to look at it as half full. You know, it's not an 82-game season, so I'm sure some people will question the legitimacy of it, especially as hurried as it's going to be and as compressed as the schedule is going to be. But at the same time, you know, in 2004, 2005, they canceled the entire season. They didn't even award the Stanley Cup that season, so you have a big hole in the history of the game in 2004-05 that you're not going to have this time around.
Have you heard some early reaction from any of the Caps players, like Holtby or anybody like that?
Yeah, a bunch of them have been on Twitter, really excited. I saw Troy Brower, John Carlson, Matt Hendricks, Holtby, all those guys on Twitter. They seem really excited. All the players everywhere seem pretty excited to get back to playing. Even if they're playing overseas, they seem to be ready to go and looking forward to an NHL season.
When do you expect they'll resume practice?
Supposedly, practice will start this week, and then games start, I've seen, anywhere from January 15th through 19th, possible.
Okay, John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
John Press, managing editor of jpersrink.com, an online Washington Capitals community.